Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello everyone, 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
Spencer, 这个周末你的朋友圈有没有被气质这两个字刷屏？
Actually, yeah, I think I have seen that on my friends, post on their moments on WeChat.
对对对，这个，那我们今天就来说说啊，这个主要看气质。气质这个事情好像英文里也蛮难翻译的，我们当然教教你这怎么说，还有主要看气质这句话英文可以怎么说。另外也可以说说这种就是刷屏的，就是这种很 viral 的。
It's kind of like everywhere, right?
对，网络流行语啊，我们也可以讲一讲美国最近比较红的这些网络流行语。那今天的关键字呢，大家在我们的微信公众号当然可以看到。然后呢，最主要评论和留言，谢谢大家很踊跃的跟我们节目一些互动，也从你们的 comments 里面给了我们很多 great inspiration 节目的灵感啊。OK, 那既然讲到了这次刷屏的这个主要看气质，气质的英文是什么？
It's like class, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, class probably sums it
up. So, I mean, if you're like, you know, 我有气质的, it's like, you know, I got class.
对,
classy.
很 classy, 没错。Class 就是查字典，你可能会看它有，当然 you're in my class, 什么 middle school class,
no,
班级那就不讲。它还有一个意思是阶级
yeah, yeah.
middle class, working class, 但它还有一个衍生出去的意思，对，我觉得差不多就是气质。所以你 Spencer 看了这个朋友圈里面主要看气质这句话，你觉得在英文里面 how would you...What would best express it?
Because I've got class, baby.
That's it, that's it. 我觉得就是这种 attitude.
I got class. Don't worry about me.
对, I got class. 就是你可以做一件很就是很没有 class 的事情，然后在那张照片图上面配一句 I got class, baby.
Yeah, it's like, because I got class. I can do this.
对
It's like I do what I want like,
是是是、yeah. 就这个
it's all about attitude
态度啊、
Exactly it's all about
attitude
Yeah I think in a lot Well
Let me ask you Do you get it 你明白你刚为什么这个东西那么红
I mean there's a lot of things these days that are kind of like just really catchy like that, you know, I mean, so, I mean, the, you know, the first thing I saw with the, she's from Taiwan, right?
啊对就是先是那个王心凌
I forget her name.
对对对 Taiwan pop singer.
Right, right. I mean, you know, kind of making a, you know, how should I say, you know, with today's like selfie culture and this whole like social media thing, you know, for someone to...You know, kind of say like, look at me. You know, I'm loaded. I've got this. I got that. I got a sexy dress on, but I can still eat a burger, baby.
Because I've got class.
Yeah, it's like you know. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's almost ironic.
对对对，你刚刚我觉得 you nailed it. 你讲得很到位。其实现在很多刷屏的东西，我自己是真的很不理解 why. 但可能就是因为。他就是很讽刺的很反讽的、
yeah.
好像 very ironic 对吧、就是他很简单的一个话里面
But who knows did she really take a bite of that burger it might have been a picture
对就是这个社会的很多可能更深层次的问题就是会从这些无厘头的会从这些我们说 no reason humor 你看有点那种很 meaningless 的东西里面它可能会 something deeper about that about our psyche about our society
yeah you wouldn't expect a sexy woman in a dress like that to be eating a burger
所以你刚刚说的那个很 catchy 啊、catchy 其实就是我们现在会说很 viral right、
yeah.
就是这传播力病毒式传播刷屏传播力很广的
I think viral is even more than catchy
对对对然后呢当然讲到这个社交媒体里面经常我们说刷屏、然后刷屏在英文里面也有几个很有意思的说法
比如说啊
比如我在美国的那个社交网络就经常会说 Oh, these things broke the internet
All these things broke.
Broke the internet,、就把整个互联网都给 break, 都给搞瘫痪了。其实这个意思有点像刷屏。
瘫痪了。
对吧，因为大家都在。
Paralysis, it paralyzed the internet.
对，因为大家都在网络上看，都在自己的手机上看，在转，所以、so、literally broke the internet, 就刷屏了。所以呢，你也可以说这个主要看气质这句话。It broke the internet.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
对吧、
yeah.
刷屏。然后还有一个说法我觉得it's a noun, 是一个名词、mm. 就这种 social media memes.
Oh, memes.
这个the spelling, 这个词的拼法
is it M-E-M-E, right?
对 M-E-M-E.
Meme.
But it's not pronounced meme.
No, it's meme.
Meme. 一个 meme.它的意思就是这种很广为传播的、大家都在转大家都在说、大家都在做的东西、It's an internet meme
Yeah,、
right?
yeah
然后呢或者你也可以说像那种一句话嘛 So it's like a catchphrase、
Yeah, and I think we got a lot of new ones these days, don't we?
对 catchphrase 然后呢讲到这种 catchphrase 热词啊什么、也许它是这种很快朽的 So very sort of short-lived
Right
Viral, but short-lived
Well, some have lasting effects, lasting impressions、Others, not so much
对
Yeah
然后、那讲到这些 catchphrases means that break the internet、我们现在来分享一下
Okay, let's do it
美国的好不好
Okay, what do we got?
但在分享前面呢还是要跟大家来介绍一下我们开言英语最近比较精彩的全英文课程因为很多朋友说啊、我想听全英文我想学全英文的内容那就是我们这个潘吉杰尼告诉你他就是一个百灵果的双语比较讲现在trending topics
that's right
that's another good word trending if something is trending 就是
趋势
对就是现在很热门的这种话题 right? A trending topic 那如果你要学就是在日常工作和生活里面那种很 targeted 然后场景式的全英文对话呢就是我们开言英语的付费课程所以其实我们是有一个很好的平衡一个 balance
That's right.
有这样轻松的比较 pop culture 流行文化的然后也有一些就是非常针对性的英语内容所以大家可以下载我们的 app 然后呢购买再说一下我们微信渠道的购买是最优惠的所以在我们微信公众号里面呢大家就可以去购买的链接看啊 OK 那我们现在来分享一下Trending or viral memes.
Okay, what's trending these days, baby? What we got?
其实讲到美国这种 trending 的，我们现在就今天分享一些比较 general 的热词吧。现在因为年底了嘛，有很多 party, 很多派对，对不对
yeah, this is true.
所以你会看很多人，他可能在他的 Twitter、Facebook 都讲 so turned up here.
So turned up.Yeah, really, it should be from turned up.
所以如果
you turn up the volume on something, it gets loud, it gets fun, you know, it gets bumping, you know, we get moving.
就是加大音量，对吧？但这里说的是我自己的感觉，或者我们去 party 玩得很 high.
Yeah.
你可以说 turned up here.
Yeah, and you could use this, you know, 来形容什么很热闹的一个地方啊。
一个地方或者你。一个人都可以很 turned up.
Yeah, yeah. Someone who's got like, yeah, energy or like there's a party that's really, really going on. He says turned up.
But it's not turned up. 不是 T-U-R-N-E-D-U-P. 而是 turned up. T-U-R-N-T.
Yeah, but, you know, be aware, 大家, this is not proper English.
对,这个不是标准的英语啊。
对,一点都不标准。
这个是一个 slang, 一个俚语,也就是说我们网络的一些这种刷屏的这种可能快手吧,一些 viral memes, 是吧?他这个歌呢,很多大家看到这种怪怪的语法上不太对 ,spelling 拼写有点错的东西在社交媒体上很红,很多都是来自于一些什么Hip hop song, 一些什么 rap,
yeah.
像这刚那个好像就是 Wiz Khalifa kind of made it really popular.
Yeah, I guess so.
然后还有一个呢，就是美国社交媒体上比较红的一个东西叫 FOMO.
FOMO?
F-O-M-O.
I don't even, what's this one all about,
You're、
Jenny?
So out.
Hey, I'm getting old. I'm getting old, Jenny. What we got?
FOMO? FOMO 其实是一个 acronym, 是缩写。 It stands for fear of missing out.
So, 怎么用? How do we use this? We say, I'm so FOMO right now.
你可以用的这个说法就是 Spencer doesn't even know what FOMO is.You should be feeling severely FOMO.
Because I don't know about that FOMO, I should be feeling FOMO.
对
so FOMO right
you're
now.
You're so FOMO. 所以这个意思就是我过时了，我很怕自己过时 fear of missing out.
I don't think I have a fear of missing out on any of this. I'm happy I'm not a kid anymore.
但这个也是就是我觉得用这些词的都是比较年轻的人。
Yeah, no, this is definitely something a 15-year-old kid would say, I promise you. Like,
Snapchat 里面读后即焚的那种 ephemeral message, 一天到晚疯疯疯疯的。
Yeah, I say this is for teeny boppers to like 21, probably.
你说的什么 teeny boppers?
Yeah, that's
是什么
that's like...really young kid, like 12.
叫 teeny bopper.
Yeah, teeny bopper. They're not even a teenager yet. They're like these teeny tiny, like they listen to Justin Bieber. They're in seventh grade. They have a crush. You know, they go to the dance and still scared to dance with the opposite sex. Teeny bopper. But they'll use FOMO.
And they'll, 对、yeah. 对，所以大家都可以在我们今天微信的推送看刚刚 Spencer 分享了很有意思的这些词啊。然后还有一个呢，也是最近在美国很火的这种刷屏的词，就是 someone is looking on fleek。所以你如果有听我们最近那期节目讲到牛津词典总结的2015年热词、，this is one of them。
I really am out to look because I don't know this one either.
You're、What's, so formal.
Yeah, I'm so...
On fleek 就是说一个人就是特别帅或者特别漂亮，你用在男人和女人身上都可以。
On fleek?
On fleek.
On fleek.
Yeah, looking on fleek today, Spencer.
怎么写? How we write that? How we spell that?
O-N, on, F-L-E-E-K, fleek.
Is that a word?
Yeah, fleek is a word. Fleek 是一个，因为我有去查那个牛津的词典，其实 fleek 是一个比较过时的一个词，它的意思就是flawless, perfect, 很完美的。
Well, all this time in China, my English is getting worse.
对，所以其实这个是。
I should start listening to your lessons, Jenny.
You should, for fear of missing out.
Yeah.
You don't want to be FOMO, right?
No FOMO around here.
On fleek 这个热词倒是把一个老的词sort of gave it a new spin, right?
God, next thing you know, these kids are going to start saying keen.
What's keen?
Keen, that's what people in the 50s said before they started saying cool.
Oh.
Oh, that's keen.
Oh, that's swell.
I'm keen on that. Oh, yeah, swell.
Wow, that's yeah. so swell,
yeah,
right?
Then the beatniks start saying, hey, that's cool, man. And then that kind of caught on, and people still say cool today. Yeah.
其实可能你去看这个别的语言别的文化里面、these internet memes or these things that broke the internet 你有的时候还是有点一知半解因为
I'm definitely 一知半解 I don't even think I'm 一知半解 I think I don't even know
但是希望我们今天的节目就跟你分享了一点吧、主要如果你要知道气质的英文 One more time It's
Class、
yeah. 主要看气质
Yeah, just Cause I got class, bitch
你后面那个 B word 可以不要吗
Okay, I got class, baby
我应该给你拍一张照片然后做成一个 GIF 然后配上你刚刚的那个音 And you might be an internet sensation、
oh,
你有可能
let's do it
你有可能刷爆朋友圈Maybe it's a thing.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we got something here, Jenny.
Yeah.
Speaking of got something, do we have anything else? What are these kids saying these days?
我们今天就分享这些了。我刚刚说的 it's a thing, 这个也是英文一个说法，说这个东西现在很红，
uh-huh.
大家都在用，大家都在说。You can say it's a thing now.
Yeah.
你也可以说气质 it's a thing now.
Yeah.
主要看气质
Yeah, it's a thing. Actually, that's been around for a while.
对、
yeah.
对。 好，那 we hope you've enjoyed today's show. 大家有问题反馈的话呢 ，leave us a comment 在我们微信推送的评论专区告诉我们就可以啦。
嗯。
然后全英文的课程，请大家下载开言英语试用。购买的话呢，可以到我们微信公众号或者我们官网 app 里面都有 ，whichever is the most convenient for you.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you might encounter that feeling of FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
学英文会有气质，是不是？
Yeah, that's right.
所以要多学一点。
Yeah, that's right.
The class. Okay, see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.